today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Deputy Coordinator Jeremy Cooper about National Preparedness Month. This is part two of a two-part interview. Week three is youth preparedness. Now, like you just kind of talked about, you know, talking with your family might not be a fun thing to have to talk to your kids about, you know, the possibility of some sort of disaster or emergency. But what do you think parents can do to ensure their child is ready to handle an emergency?
Well, it's important to have the kids involved. So when you're making these plans, they need to know what the plan is too. Because what if mom and dad isn't home? They do fire drills and they do tornado drills at school. So why don't we do them at home? Because if you're not home, who's guiding them to the basement or to that safe spot in the house or that safe spot outside their house? Their teacher is at school, but what if you're not at home? So you need to have those plans, practice them. Do them a couple times a year at least. That way everybody knows what the plan is and everybody does what they're supposed to do. When you're doing the emergency kit, establish one with the kid. Have them build one for themselves. So, and that might be just some personal belongings, their favorite stuffed animal, some cards or games that they can play, maybe even some music or something. But have them build a kit that will kind of ease them too, that's just in a little backpack that they can grab when they need it and go to their spot. Those are simple things that can even ease those burdens a little bit with the children. Medication. So you're doing like your emergency kit and you got medication, whether it's for ibuprofen or something for yourself. Think about the children too. Put medication that is appropriate for children or other things too when you're building that kit, whether it's a toothbrush. Remember the kid's toothbrush too.
And you may have already mentioned this earlier, but would reaching out to neighbors, talking to them as far as if a fire or a tornado or something would happen, you know, to get that sort of plan as far as where to go if you need to exit your home?
Absolutely. I mean, it's important to talk to your neighbors. It's a good idea to know what their plan is. And it could be another place. If you have a fire, that could be where your children or you go in the event of that fire. And some people don't have basements. I have a plan with my neighbor. They're an elderly couple, and they don't have a basement in their house. And he is disabled. He's in a walker and stuff. And I know what his plan is. I know where I will find him. So, and those are good things to prepare yourself, not only inside your house, but outside too, and being involved in your community.
Well, you say community, kind of take the words out of my mouth, because week four is getting involved in community. I guess anything else you want to add as far as what Guthrie County residents can do to get involved in community preparedness?
Well, assist your neighbors before, after. Sometimes we don't have a lot of time before a disaster strikes. A lot of times we don't know that until it's here. But if we have some alert ahead of time, talk to them, see if there's something you can do to help them, and then especially afterwards. And Iowans are good about that. We're friendly, helpful people, and we're all about our neighborhoods and everything. So take that time, have plans with your neighbors, and know how you're going to help them before and after. And also maybe taking some life-saving skills classes, whether it's CPR or first aid. Those things, when a natural disaster strikes, the roadways could be blocked and emergency services could be delayed several minutes or even longer sometimes, and they could be overloaded and take even longer to get to you. And if you know some of those life-saving skills, you may save somebody's life. And you hear stories all the time where somebody was walking into a grocery store or something and the guy next to him just collapsed and they knew CPR and they were able to save that guy's life. And so those things are key, and the more people that know it, the better off our communities are.
You served on the county's emergency commission. Is there any need for volunteers or anything on the commission or any other groups locally?
So, you know, your local EMS and fire departments, most all of those departments are always needing more volunteers. That's a good place to always go and sign up. Also, some local civic clubs. for people that are wanting to get involved in their community and help. Some of those organizations do a lot of volunteering when disaster strike too. And of course your local churches, a lot of them have a group of people that volunteer and go out and help, whether it's serving meals to other volunteers or helping with cleanup too. And something that our agency wants to do is eventually someday start a CERT team. We've tried it before, we just didn't have a bunch of interest in it. And those people are volunteers, and it can be huge for our two counties. A CERT team, it's a citizen emergency response team, and you're strictly a volunteer. So if you're not available, you're not available. And we'd need somebody to be able to lead that group. Now, we would oversee them and help them through the whole process, get them trained and all that kind of stuff. But we need somebody to be able to be a leader, because when disaster strikes, me and Bob are going to be busy too. And we don't want to have to worry about overseeing a 50-volunteer team somewhere in several other communities or whatever. So we want to be able to have some leaders that can oversee those group of volunteers and get out. And that would be great with exercises, storm damage cleanup. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can use a CERT team for.
If someone is interested in the CERT teams, maybe they can reach out to emergency management to learn more and maybe get some started here.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, so if they can call our office, they can email us, stop by anytime, and we'd be glad to talk to them, take down their information, and see if we can't get something going with the CERT team. And people that might not know too much about a CERT team or even some of this emergency preparedness stuff, if they go to ready.gov, there's a ton of information. You can get information about CERT teams. You can get plans for your household, emergency supply kit plans, a whole wide variety. It'll talk about your insurance. It'll walk you through flood insurance. There is a treasure trove of information on ready.gov, and you could spend days and days and hours on there looking through that stuff.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with ADAIR and Guthrie County Emergency Management Deputy Coordinator Jeremy Cooper about National Preparedness Month. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.